The best way to begin to understand the retention framework is to examine one of your previous jobs. Now, I want to go back in time and envision a place that you used to work. Maybe it was like the last place that you were employed, or maybe it was the worst place that you've ever worked. At this time, I want you to download and print the PDF worksheet entitled Exercise Number 1, Reviewing Your Personal Job History. Together, we will take a walk down memory lane and assess your experience in the 10 key areas common to every job, whether paid or volunteer. Now, please record the name of the job or place of employment near the top of the worksheet. While you could certainly complete this exercise on your own, I want to walk through this first one together. Now, let's start with compensation. Paid fairly for your efforts. Would you say that the amount that you were paid was fair? Considering what was expected of you to do. Record your answer from 1 to 10, 0 being that you were not compensated at all, 10 being that you were compensated very well, and you were completely satisfied with your monetary compensation. Now, let's move on to sense of purpose. Efforts matter to those around you and for the greater good. Do you feel, or did you feel, that your job made a difference in the world around you? Did you feel really good about the mission this organization was seeking to accomplish? Rank that item from 0 to 10 as we did before. Now let's take a deeper look and a closer look at your previous job in the area of work relationships. Enjoy the people you work with and interact with. Now, how would you rank the quality of the friendships and relationships at that previous job? Did you have like loads of conflict and discord with people at that job? Would you say that people that you worked with were, those relationships were a meaningful part of your job satisfaction? Did you like the people there? Again, rank this 0 to 10 on your PDF. At this time, let's pivot again. Let's talk about appreciation. Thankful recognition for your efforts. Would you say that someone above you, say a boss, supervisor, or even a peer, noticed your contribution and made efforts to tell you thanks in a way that resonated with you? Did you have people who recognized what you were doing and thanked you in a way that mattered to you? Give that a 0 to 10 score. Our fifth area, metric for success, clearly defined expectations and duties. Would you say that you knew what was expected of you? And more importantly, could you self-evaluate at the end of the day whether or not you hit the mark? Could you easily self-assess at the end of a shift as to whether or not you won that day or not? Mark that 0 to 10. The next category, workload. The workload is reasonable for one human to accomplish. Now, would you say that at this job that you were given, was it realistic? The expectations, were they in line with what would be like normal for one human to succeed in? Or would you say that the workload was simply too much? On the flip side, was the job almost so easy that therefore you were bored and kind of like bored out of your mind almost? Please place like a 0 for an unrealistic or like super demanding job, or that job was like so brainlessly easy that it was like painfully boring. Mark 10 if the job was absolutely appropriate and it's challenge for you, but the challenge was something that kept you going. Mark 1 to 10. All right, now on to influence. Make decisions and shape the future. Please consider your voice in this job. Could you make a suggestion for improvement, or in like those suggestions would actually be implemented and acted upon? If you saw something either that concerned you or could maybe like, could you share that and make a change in things? If you saw a pathway for greater efficiency and discovered a way to make this job better, could you use your voice as a means of influence to the whole organization? Give it a 0 or give it a 10 all the way through. Mark it 1 to, or 0 to 10 as well. Okay, in the area of giftedness, working within your sweet spot, how would you rank that former job? Would you say that you were working in a green light or a red light area of your personal abilities? Now, I define a green light area as like tasks that give you energy when you do them. It's like you give you energy when you get to do them. Now here's the other thing, red lights, those are areas that actually like extract or take away energy from you. So in the area of giftedness, give it a 0 to 10. All right, in this previous job, would you say, and how would you rank agreement? agrees with how goals are pursued. Listen, if sense of purpose is the why we do this, agreement is the how we go about doing this. While you may have like a strong sense of purpose in this job, you may not agree with how the organization carries out that mission. Would you say that you agree with how the organization operates as it seeks to fulfill the why? Rank this 0 to 10. Okay, we all have bosses. Some are engaged and some are completely disengaged. In our final assessment of this previous job, think back to your direct supervisor or your boss. Rank this individual from 0 to 10 in the area of an engaged leader, like a supervisor who knows, cares, and helps. All right, we did it. What I want you to do right now is add those things up and place that sum in the space that's entitled aggregate score. This is an important number. In my personal quest to understand why someone would stay or leave in any role, whether it's a volunteer or a paid, I found a trend. If someone's score was above 70, it was very likely that they would pretty much stay and they're content, and they would stay there probably for quite a long time. However, if someone's score fell below 70, I found that the scales had been tipped toward quitting. When a score is under 70, this person's overall satisfaction with this job would lead to them leaving this role. However, here's the most interesting thing. The low score was often due to one or two low areas that caused the entire job to sour. Even if they had great friendships and the job was like a super good fit for their personality and gifting, the fact that they were doing the job of two people coupled with an unresponsive and absent boss overrode the whole thing. As they say, one rotten apple spoils the whole bunch. Now, I want to shift gears from your previous job that you held, and I now want you to think through the lens of how your volunteers under your leadership might rank you and their role on your team. Let's go to the next video, and I want to walk with you through exercise 2, assessing your ability at retention status.